Now, with a look at what it says in today's papers, here's John S. Doyle.
Mercosur is the main story for two papers. The Irish Independent reports that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin's announcement yesterday that Ireland would not be supporting the trade deal came after Fianna Fáil backbenchers voiced strong opposition in an internal WhatsApp group. Some warned that they would be on the wrong side of their constituents if they supported it. The Irish Daily Mail's headline sums up the reported views of independent TDs. We won fight on Mercosur. The climb down by the government will win Ireland little favour in Brussels, says the Independent in an editorial. The decision is a symbolic but futile no, says the Irish Times. The paper points out that Mercosur will deepen ties with South America, counterbalancing the gravitational pull of China and the United States, and reasserting the value of a rules-based international partnership at a moment of geopolitical volatility. The stark news from yesterday morning in Dublin is spelled out in the Times front page lead headline. Gardaí believe boy and father died in case of murder-suicide. As Conor Lally reports it, the man, Wayne O'Reilly, killed his son, Oisin, in his own home in Clondalkin before travelling to his ex-partner's house and taking his life in the back garden of the property in Ballyfermot. It's the lead also for the Irish Sun, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. They report that Gardaí suspect that is what happened. Pictures of the boy and his father, both smiling, are printed large on the Independent's front page. The Irish Examiner leads with the admission by the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, that patients attending hospitals in Cork, Kerry and Galway have a worse experience than those in Dublin. She criticised the failure to get to grips with overcrowding in these regions. The Taoiseach, on the last day of his trip to China, gets much coverage. Shanghai is not Cork and Cork is not Shanghai, writes Paul Hosford in the Examiner. Cork hasn't got 200 skyscrapers or 25 million people, but by the same token, Shanghai has never won an All-Ireland. Despite these differences, the two cities are twinned, and on the 20th anniversary of the twinning, Hosford reports, Micheál Martin met the mayor of Shanghai on the banks of my own lovely Huangpu. Later, two tables of food influencers from China's version of Instagram were given a crash course in Irish seafood and drink before being served Irish blue lobster and cocktails made of Irish vodka and poutine. President Connolly's presentation of a Lifetime Achievement Award to the folk singer Peggy Seeger at the GPO in Dublin yesterday is also widely reported. The president said her music had been an inspiration to all of us and singled out the song I'm Gonna Be an Engineer. Seeger said she never actually wanted to be an engineer. I have remade it for lawyers, she said, quoted in the Times. I make it for whatever profession you are in. You are going to the top, ladies. The Mail has a lengthy report from Minneapolis where an agent of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, shot dead a mother of three children on Wednesday. 11 seconds tearing Trump's America apart, says the headline. In a column in the Times, Dermot Ferriter considers the centenary of RTE Radio and says the station's achievements far outweigh its missteps. He quotes Maurice Gorham, a director of Radio Éireann as it was in the 1950s. Gorham wrote that Irish radio was expected to do a great many things that were not demanded of other national radio services, including reviving Irish, fostering a taste for classical music, selling goods and services from sausages to sweep tickets, keeping people on the farms, providing a living for writers and musicians, education, entertainment, and to reunite the Irish people at home and those overseas. And all that in 5.5 hours a day in the early years.
John S. Doyle, 11 minutes past 8. We'll hear from Clondalkin next.